Ilang araw na lamang at matatapos na ang taong pampinansyal at panahon na upang simulang isipin ang tungkol sa buwis. Tinatarget ng Australian Tax Office ang ilang lugar kasama ang tungkol sa sasakyan at pamumuhunan sa ari-arian. Nagbabala din sila sa mga kumikita mula sa pagsasama ng ekonomiya kagaya ng Airbnb at driver ng Uber na kailangang magdeklara ng kanilang kinita. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat ni Ricardo Consalves. Si Mark Aliprandi ay nagmaneho sa Sydney para sa Uber ng halos 3 taon.
It's a pleasant way to earn a living and it fits in and bolts onto anything else that you're doing with your career. It's slotted in whenever you need to need the money to fund something that you've got that you want to fund. So therefore, it's perfect for that.
Ano man ang kinita ni Ginoong Aliprandi ay itinuturing na sweldo. Sinabi niya na kailangan itong ideklara sa tax office.
I'm going to collate all my expenses. I'll use an accountant because they know exactly how to deal with things. Like income-wise, depreciation is a big thing that I don't have a great deal of knowledge about.
Ayon sa pangalawang komisyoner sa buwis, Kath Anderson, ipopokus ng Australian Taxation Office ang kanilang pagsisikap sa lumalaking popularidad ng pinagsama sa ekonomiya sa panahong ito.
We're looking at people who are Uber drivers, all the way through to people who might be providing accommodation at their house, or they might also be doing a task for someone through something like AirTasker.
Dahil sa dumaraming sasakyan sa mga kalsada at mga itinatayong bagong ari-arian, dinadagdagan ng opisina ng buwis ang kanilang pagpansin. Mayroon silang 3 gintong patakaran tungkol sa mga binabawas sa buwis. Una, dapat na nabayaran na ninyo ang gastos na ito. Pangalawa, ito ay may kaugnayan sa kinita ninyo. At pangatlo, kailangang may tala kayo upang mapatunayan ito. Sinabi ni Paul Meissner, isang accountant sa Five Ways Group, na ang pagkakaroon ng tala ay hindi palaging patunay na mayroon kayong resibo.
If you don't have a receipt, don't always think that that's the end. Sometimes if you review your bank statements or your credit card statements in certain circumstances, that can have enough information to still claim a deduction.
Itinagdag ni Kat Anderson mula sa opisina ng buwis na ang pinakaordinaryong maling intindi ay ang pagsumiti ng ordinaryong bawas sa buwis o standard deduction.
You can't claim a standard deduction. So for some reason, people seem to confuse the fact that if your deduction is under a certain amount, you might not have to provide as much evidence of your spending. But the rule still stands that you can't claim it if you didn't actually pay for it. So that's one of the big misconceptions. Another misconception is that you can claim everyday work clothes, like black pants or a white shirt, something like that. You can't claim it unless it is a uniform or protective clothing or distinctive sort of clothes like maybe a chef's pants.
Sinabi naman ni Paul Meissner na hindi ninyo dapat hilingin sa inyong accountant na lakihan ang binabawas sa inyong buwis.
The biggest mistake I see for individuals is not asking your accountant whether or not something's deductible. You can't claim everything you don't at least inquire about. Small business, the biggest mistake I see with small business is not checking their personal bank statements. Oftentimes there's a business deduction or business expenses that they paid for personally. You don't want to miss out on those deductions.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.